Hello?
Oh, hi, James.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Good. Good to hear. So I'm just following up. I know you spoke with Ivan yesterday, and you wanted us to wait a couple of days to process the payment. But the
No, I was going to give him another card for a payment. Then he was like, once you set that up, then you got to go back and set the other thing up. I said, well, when I paid a few days ago on my card, they said it takes 7 to 10 business days. So, you know, that's why you got to wait.
The only thing is that this card ending in 0406, it's saying suspected fraud. So I don't think that that's the problem. It might be a different card that you're thinking. Because I think maybe the bank sent you a new one, right?
No, that's the card. I know. I don't have so much credit limit on there. And I had to use it up and I hadn't paid. And I already done paid a few days ago. Yeah. It'll be able to go through once the money is cleared. That's why I just said it takes 7 to 10 business days. I was calling the other day to go ahead and make a payment, you know, using another card, but that's all. But he was like saying, like, you know, I don't know, you couldn't take a payment, or if I give you another card, then you have to set up the other card and all this other kind of stuff. So I was
you're
going to have to wait.
Yeah, so if you like, I can take the new card and process the one-time payment and then go back and put this one back on file for the future billing. Is that what you wanted to do?
I mean, I just want to make a payment. Yeah, I'm just the other card is going to be fine. I'm just saying,
okay.
I just wanted to make a payment because it's taking time before for everything to hit.
Yeah, let's do that because right now there's a little orange banner at the top of your site saying the information here is no longer being updated, and that's just because we're having trouble with the payment. So we can take that one-time payment, and then, you know, next month everything's going to be fine with your account, it sounds like. And it sounds like you just need like 7 or 10 days, right?
Yeah, that's what I told him yesterday. But then he was telling me that you had to set the car back up and all this other kind of stuff. I was just calling to make a payment, so you wouldn't have to wait.
I'll help you with that. No, I apologize. He's a little bit newer, so maybe he just didn't know how to do it, but this is my department, so I can help you with that. So for the one-time payment, is it still 903 Westover Drive for the billing address?
Yeah, everything the same, yeah.
Okay, and then
my name is on the card and everything, yeah.
Okay. The number, whenever you're ready, James.
Okay, you get ready to charge $199, right?
Correct, exactly.
Yeah. 4737.
Okay.
0340.
Mm-hmm.
3754.
Okay.
7040.
Okay, expiration?
0625.
And the code?
972.
972. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then I'll go back and put the other card back on file, so you'll be good to go.
Yeah, I don't want this card on file. That's what I'm saying. That was the whole point of it.
Yep, exactly. I understood what you were wanting. I just don't think he did. That's why I apologize for him. But, yeah, we can fix it for you, no problem. So give me a second here. So the $199 process, so you're all good to go there. And then for the card ending in 0406, what's the rest of the number so that I can put it back on file for next month?
It's 4447.
Okay.
9625.
Okay.
9638.
Got it.
0406.
Okay. 4447-9625-9638-0406?
Yes.
And then are you still showing 2 of 24 for the expiration?
Yes.
And 652 on the back?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I successfully processed the one-time payment, and then I went back and put the original card on file for next month. So you're paid in full till May 21st, so on that date, it will go back on the original one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for taking care of that, James, and have a really nice rest of your week, too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.